Hi there, welcome to another episode on the Boat Podcast. My name is Oluwatosin. On today's episode, I'll review a book titled Overcoming Sexual Sin, written by Olusegun Mokolu. He's a preacher of the word and he also has a YouTube channel here where you can get all his messages and sermons. I'll start by saying that sexual sin is not new. It has been in existence since the fall of man. But the thing is, the world we live in now is really, really sexualized. It is grossly sexualized, from the music we listen to the lyrics of the music we listen to the videos we watch on TV, social media, even cartoons for children, games and advertisements just for them to advertise a product, and movies. All these things thrive on sexuality. They thrive on the wings of sex. And what amazes me is that sexual sin should be limited to people of the world. It is a sin that should be limited to unbelievers. But the sad part is that we have found this type of sin amongst believers, amongst Christians. So many Christian marriages suffer from the perversion of a marriage bed that has been defiled. The purpose of this book, Overcoming Sexual Sin, is to present it in a very clear manner, in a very clear way, the purpose of God on how we as Christians, singles and married, can live sexually pure lives. And today I will share lessons from the book which I have read. I'll share lessons on how to live holy and pure life as a child of God, as a Christian sister, as a Christian brother, as a couple. And I pray that as you listen, God will bless you. And I also advise that you keep your Bible close by as we look through some scriptures. So I need to make this clear that it is desirable for unbelievers to fornicate. It is a normal thing for them because they are controlled by the flesh. They are under the power of Satan. So it is normal for unbelievers to fornicate. It should not be a surprise to you when you see them fornicating. It's not something that should surprise you. But it is also important to emphasize that every sex outside of marriage is a sin. There is no two way about it. When you have sex outside of marriage, you are sinning. You are committing fornication. There is no other name. No matter how you try to tone it down, it is a sin and it is fornication. In Ephesians chapter 5 verse 3, the Holy Spirit warned us that fornication should not be heard amongst believers. It is something that we should not hear at all. This is because the sin of fornication is common amongst young people. It is a potent weapon in the hand of the devil to destroy the lives of young people and to keep them in bondage forever. There's a book I read about 2 weeks ago, Battle for the Young, and I also reviewed it. So you can check the previous videos on the review, Battle for the Young, written by Brother Gbilea Koni. It talked about the different tactics of the devil on how he uses the cares of this world to put young people in old, in sin. So I would advise that you listen to the review and you also read the book as well. It should also be noted that sexual sin begins from the heart, and it is one of the sins categorized as youthful lusts. The Bible categorizes fornication as youthful lust, and you can find this in 2 Timothy chapter 2 verse 22. Now that we have established that fornication is a sin, let's move on to dangers of fornication. Number one, no fornicator will inherit the kingdom of God. There's no two way about it. You are going to hellfire if you are a fornicator. You are not going to heaven. This is because anyone who walks in the flesh will not inherit the kingdom of God. This is clearly stated in 1 Corinthians chapter 6 verse 9. Be not be deceived. Some end time preachers are saying that once you are saved, you are saved forever. It's a lie from the pit of hell. If you commit fornication or adultery, hell straight, that's where you're going to. But you know what? If you repent genuinely and you seek God for forgiveness, He will definitely forgive you. And there is no sin or pleasure on the face of the earth that is going to help you at all. There is no sin on the face of the earth that is going to benefit your Christian walk with God. No pleasure at all. Apart from the fact that a fornicator will not make heaven, fornication also causes sicknesses and untimely death. God intentionally brings sicknesses on fornicators. There are stories in the Bible about how God dealt with adulterers and fornicators. Like the story of David and Bathsheba. God dealt with David. The son that Bathsheba gave birth to died. So the children of Israel, whenever they get into fornication or they worship other idols, God intentionally punishes them. In the book of Revelations, Revelations 20 verse 22, there's a woman specifically that God said was leading the servants of God to commit sin. There's a woman then named Jezebel was leading the servants of God to commit sin, and God said that he would cast her onto the sickbed. Likewise, those who committed fornication with her, he would also cast them onto sickbed. So there's nothing like, and God does not give people sicknesses. If you are a sinner, then you are definitely at the verge of being sick, or you are prone to being sick, because God can inflict that person with sickness. Apart from that, there's also diseases like STDs, HIV, so many other sexually transmitted diseases. But you know, the biggest thing that should keep you away from fornication is the fear of God. That should be the biggest reason why you should not fornicate. Not even because of some of these things I've mentioned, but because you have the fear of God, you reference God, you respect God, and you do not want to be filthy. You want to preserve the relationship you have with God. That should be the biggest reason why you should not commit fornication. Other dangers are like pregnancy out of wedlock. Let me quickly say that single motherhood is not God's plan for our lives as Christians. It is not the normal life for a Christian. It is not the normal life for a child of God. Pregnancy brings shame. It brings confusion. It brings depression. But if there is a genuine repentance, God can fix any broken life. Pregnancy out of wedlock is something that I have seen play out frequently, especially when I was in the university. It brings so much shame. You know, the person will not be able to walk well amongst his or her peers. Apart from that, there's delay in academics. The person, the lady, and you know, the funny thing is that ladies are the ones who suffer the most in all these things. Her self-esteem is low. Academics is disturbed. Fornication also grieves the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is our partner. God has given us the Holy Spirit to grow through this life with us. The Holy Spirit should not be grieved at all. You cannot have light and darkness in the same place. Apart from that, fornication also steals your destiny and inheritance. If God opens your eyes to see the plans he has for you, you will not go near fornication at all. Because the consequences, the things you face, it's better for you not to experience it. Let's move on to the nature of fornication. Fornication is deceitful. Generally, sin is deceitful. And you can find this in Hebrews 3 verse 13. Hebrews chapter 3 verse 13 says, "But exhort one another daily, while it is called today, lest any of you be adding to the deceitfulness of sin." So, fornication is deceitful. Sin is deceitful. It gives you that the impression as if something you are enjoying is, or something pleasurable is coming, as if you are having fun. The enjoyment is temporary, because at the end of the day, it is destruction. You are putting your hands on burning coals. That's basically what you are doing. That is why people always feel wasted after the act. Look at the story of Amnon. After he had raped his sister, he hated her. You know, he hated her so much that he did not want to see her. Let's quickly look at the forms of fornication. One of the ways people also fornicate is through masturbation. Some people say that masturbation is not a sin. But the truth is, even though you did not commit the act physically, you have committed the act in your heart. So it is a sin. You lust after the opposite sex. So lust has taken its place in your heart. And it is, and also the fact that you did not have sex with the person physically does not mean that the manifestation of sin has not taken place. It has. In your heart, the manifestation of sin has taken place. It's, for some people, it also involves watching of pornography. But the bottom line is this: the things that corrupt and pollute your heart are masturbation and fornication. You cannot go about this with the Holy Spirit. You are grieving the Holy Spirit when you do things like this, because light and darkness, sin cannot stay in the same place with fornication. Sin cannot stay in the same place with the Holy Spirit. Let's move on to the acts of seduction. Like, how do men and women fall into fornication? The author said that the aim of this book is not to glorify sin at all, but to throw more light on this sin, and also to help people to find their way out of this sin, and also to understand why some people might be falling into temptation or fornication. There are Christians who want to be holy, but they find themselves still constantly falling into the sin of fornication. So what is the way out? For sisters, let's start with them. One of the ways sisters fall into fornication is emotional feelings. He also emphasized the fact that sisters should be very careful with care. A man can be affectionate, but that doesn't mean that he loves you. If a man is showing you affection, that does not mean that he truly loves you. A man who truly loves you will not want you to sin and end up in hellfire. He will care about your soul first, and he will not want you to defile your body. So be very wary of men who show care to you. Another thing is to be careful with attention. Be wary of always seeking for attention. You know, there are some sisters that they just like to seek for attention. They are attention seekers. Be very careful. Get busy. Renew your mind daily by through the word, through the study of the word, by praying. It's not if seeking for attention is bad, but do not use sex as a reward for it. So that a man is showing you attention, is showing you care, does not mean you should give your body in exchange or as a reward for all the things the man is showing you. Another thing you should be wary of is romance. So if you are the type that you like a man to be romantic, be very careful. Don't lose your head, don't lose your heart, and don't lose your body. The enemy uses our weaknesses to trick us. The enemy uses our weaknesses to trick us into sin. So you have to be very careful. So let's move to the brothers. How are brothers seduced? Number one is lust. Pride of life is the next one. They feel that maybe because their friends are doing it, let them also partake in it. See, the truth is when your friends or even you are bearing the consequences, your friends will not be there when the consequences of your actions are coming over you. Your friends will not be there. So the fact that your friends are doing it does not mean that you also should go ahead and do it. And that is satanic target. Let's look at the story of Joseph in the Bible. He was a target from the devil. The devil targeted Joseph because he knows that Joseph has a very bright future. The devil wants to attack people with the call of God over their lives. So he intentionally places fornication, the sin of fornication, in their path when they are going towards their set goals. Be very careful. Say no and flee to all forms of fornication. There's a particular story in the book of Proverbs chapter 7 verse 6 to 27. It's about a man who walked into fornication by himself. So whenever I hear people say things like, oh, the person fell inside fornication, it was a mistake. No, most times it is not a mistake. The person has most likely been nursing the idea of fornication from his or her heart, because the sin of fornication starts from the heart. The story shows that men do not just fall into sin. It is a deliberate choice. So instead of just toiling with sin, flee from it. I would advise that you read the book of Proverbs 7, 6 to 27. You'd be able to understand what this story is all about. Things that lead to fornication. Number one is desire to be married. Marriage should not be an idol in your heart, because as a young person, once you make marriage an idol in your heart, you are prone to the sin of fornication. Honestly, another is erotic feeling, love of money. I've seen people fornicate for stupid reasons like revenge. They'll say, okay, their partner cheated on them, they need to cheat back so that the person will feel what they felt when, you know, the person cheated on them. That's a very stupid reason. Partner fornicated and you won't fornicate again, the two of you will end up in hellfire. There's no two way about it. Instead of revenging, why not just forgive the person and move on? And if you are not married, leave the relationship. It's not by force. And that is pleasure. You know, like I said earlier, it gives this false impression as if you are enjoying yourself, when at the end of the day, it is just rubbish. Another is thrill, the need to conquer, to prove a point. People want to prove a point to others that, yes, I can do it. And that is sexual conversation, unholy conversations with people. It can trigger you into the sin of fornication, uncontrolled passion, wrong and premature relationship. I've said too many things about the sin of fornication, but how do we overcome as a believer? How to overcome is very simple. Flee from all appearances of evil. Flee from all appearances of fornication. I'll read 1 Corinthians 6 verse 18. It says, flee fornication. Every sin that a man doeth is without the body, but he that committed fornication sinneth against his own body. Romans 13 verse 14 also says, but ye on the Lord Jesus Christ, and make not provision for the flesh to fulfill the lust thereof. Flee, run away from every appearance of fornication. Flee from everything that looks like it can, might put you into the sin of fornication. If you had had sex in the past, flee from those you had sex in the past with. leave them alone and move on with your life. Flee from pornographic materials and places that are erotic and lustful. Flee from things and places that you know that the Spirit of God cannot dwell in. If two believers find themselves who are intending to get married find themselves falling into the sin of fornication, let them get married, seek for repentance genuinely and get married. It is not for them to continue in that sin. Flee from everything that looks like puts you in a position that will make you sin. The way to overcome sexual sin or fornication is by overcoming it in your heart through the cross of Jesus Christ. It is not even by fleeing. Fine, you can flee, but first you have to be able to overcome lust in your heart. You have to be able to overcome all these things first, because this is the way you can experience true victory through the cross of Jesus Christ. You will become victorious when you flee, and you'll be able to flee successfully through the blood of the Lamb, through the cross of Jesus Christ. Now, the works of the flesh are manifest, which are these: adultery, fornication, uncleanness, lasciviousness, idolatry, witchcraft, hatred, variance, emulations, wrath, strife, seditions, heresy, envying, murderers, drunkenness, reviling, and such likes, of which I tell you therefore, that I also told you in time past, that which do such things shall not inherit the kingdom of God. So the way to overcome sexual sin is by turning unto Christ through the blood of the Lamb. Ask for God to help you to overcome sin, to overcome lust in your heart, to run to God, and I'm sure that God will do it. If you turn to God genuinely, there is no sin God cannot help you overcome at all. There's absolutely no sin that God cannot help you overcome. You have to terminate that sinful nature in your heart. So what you do is to tell God to go deep down into the roots of your heart and uproot the sin of fornication and lust. To remove it, to go through into that root and remove it from your heart. And by that, I'm sure that God will do it. So if you have listened to this point and you have found yourself in the sin of fornication or adultery, I want you to genuinely repent and ask God for forgiveness. And I'm sure that the Lord will do it. Please, I want you to pick up this book, Overcoming Sexual Sin by Mr. Segun Mukolu. If you'd want a copy of this book, send an email to him. I'll leave the email in the description box below, and also the link to his YouTube channel, or you can search for it on YouTube. Just type Olusegun Mukolu and you see all his messages. Thank you so much for listening. I'm sure you've been blessed. Till the next time I come your way again, God bless you.